A little girl called Tess went to her bedroom and pulled a glass jar from the closet. She poured the change on the floor, counted it carefully, and placed the coins back in the jar. After that, she slipped out the back door and made her way to a nearby drugstore, where she waited patiently for the pharmacist to give her some attention, who was busy talking to someone. Tess waited and waited. Finally, she took her quarter from her jar and banged it on the glass door. "And what do you want?" the pharmacist asked in an annoyed voice of tone. "I'm talking to my brother from Chicago, who I haven't seen in ages," he said without even waiting for a reply to his question. "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother, and he's really, really sick. I want to buy a miracle for him." "I beg your pardon," said the pharmacist. "His name is Andrew, and he has something bad growing inside his head, and my daddy says that now only a miracle can save him. So would you please tell me, how much does a miracle cost?" "We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I'm sorry, but I can't help you." "Listen," the girl said, "I have the money to pay for it. If that isn't enough, I will get the rest. But just tell me, please, how much does it cost?" The pharmacist's brother, a well-dressed man who was standing there, stooped down and asked the little girl, "What kind of a miracle does your brother need?" "I don't know," Tess replied. "All I know is that he's really sick, and Mom says that he needs an operation. But my daddy cannot pay for it, so I want to use my money." "How much do you have?" asked the man from Chicago. $1.11, Tess answered. "And it's all the money I have. But I can get some more if I have to." "Well, what a coincidence," smiled the man. $1.11, that's an exact price of a miracle for little brothers." He took her money in one hand, and with the other hand he grasped her and said, "Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents. Let's see if I have the miracle you need." That well-dressed man was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon who specialized in neurosurgery. The operation was then completed free of charge, and it wasn't long until Andrew was home again and doing well. Mom and Dad were happily talking about the chain of events that had led them to this place and to this miracle. "That surgery," her mom whispered, "was a real miracle. I wonder how much it would have costed." Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much a miracle cost. $1.11, plus the faith of that little child. My friends, in our lives, we never know how many miracles we will need. And a miracle is not the suspension of natural law, but it is an operation in the belief in that higher law. As coaches, we share with you not just the miracles, but the belief in the miracles. The miracles that you need to create for yourself and for your life. And if you believe in those miracles, trust me, they do happen. Until next time, this is Chinmay, your career coach and chief optimist at Change Your Story, signing off. Goodbye and good luck.